WDEX.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Good to be with you, folks. Sons of Liberty. How are you out there, all of you sons and daughters of Liberty? Because I know that you're out there. And we are very interested in what you are doing for the sake of Liberty here at the Sons of Liberty. I'm typing something on my computer right now so that I can share with you a thought that I'm trying to put together. Now, we all know... You can follow our Twitter feeds. These are our thoughts, our little chewable, tangible. It's kind of like taking the morning, the morning vitamin, the chewable tablet. President Andrew Jackson was right when he said that the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. America, never forget that we can have different opinions, but we should all be rooted in the same principles. Those were from Bradley Dean. 22 hours ago on Twitter, B. Dean My War. That's on Twitter. I'd like to share with you something I was reading last night. I was covering, again, our Constitution course. And again, folks, we have another one coming up in November 29th. We have a graduation with Mr. Michael Anthony Perutka is coming to Minnesota to do this graduation and to speak and be our guest on October 20th. If you're interested in any news and getting involved in the Constitution course, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. It's in the lower right-hand corner. If you have any questions, please ask, but it's right on that homepage there. While people have property, arms, and only a spark of noble spirit, the most corrupt Congress must be mad to form any project of tyranny. Was Reverend Nelson Collin. I believe it was Nelson Collin. He was a preacher in 1789. This man was sharp. And listen to what he includes here. While people have property, many folks have that. As a matter of fact, we talked about it last night. The clause in the Constitution that says, or in the Bill of Rights, no property shall be taken without just compensation. Giving grounds to eminent domain, and a lot of clever, tricksy ways that cities or counties take property from individuals at not just compensation, but by force. We were talking about that. But while people have property, guns, basically arms, an ability to have arms and use arms, and only a spark of noble spirit. What good is gunpowder, folks? What good is a bullet without that spark? Without that spark to ignite the powder. This is what he's talking about, that noble spirit. Where does that noble spirit come from? Well, I can tell you. The book of Hebrews talks about the Lord making his ministers flames of fire. The righteous, it says in the Bible, are made bold as lions. There's that noble spirit. Where does it come from? Righteousness. Where does that come from? The God of heaven. Those who adhere to his laws, to his word. Those who've been redeemed and aren't interested in playing around with their newfound salvation, their new toy, their new wealth that they've earned from the casino. We're talking about redemption. They're interested in what they can do. I was talking to a woman yesterday who lives in Washington, D.C. She's done a lot of great things throughout the country. She actually helped on getting these jamborees with Mr. Sean Hannity to help our veterans across the country and parents of veterans. She said to me that one of her friends took a picture during a hurricane of, guess what, folks? Who was out and about in Washington, D.C. during the hurricanes here recently? Just take a guess. Maybe if you got the answer, let me know. 877-807-9977. Again, we want your feedback today. It's Wednesday. We're ready to hear from you. What are you doing for liberty? What are you doing for the cause of liberty in America? 1-877-807-9977. Guess who was outside in Washington, D.C.? A lunatic? Some crazy guy? A bum on the street who doesn't have a house? Who was outside during the hurricanes in Washington, D.C.? And there's a picture of these individuals. Guess who they were, folks? They were those that were guarding the tomb of the unknown soldier, getting hammered by the elements, but adhered strictly to their duty out of a service of love towards those that have fallen. Nobody else out in D.C. was out. This woman happened to be out because she took a picture of it. It was so amazing. And that's what we are as Christians. The righteous are made bold as lions. This isn't about what we can get at the end of the day, folks. This is what we can give for him that gave all. If you want to destroy evil, folks, do good. You can do as much as you want. As a matter of fact, it's only in doing good that we can accomplish anything. I love this verse. This explains our Christ, him who set the example for us. And he taught daily in the temple, speaking of Christ. But the chief priests and the scribes and the chiefs of the people, that names them all, folks, the whole upper echelon, sought to destroy him. They didn't like Jesus. You know, I heard a preacher talking about this morning about how Jesus doesn't hate you. He loves you. He's not going to hurt you. He's not going to harm you. Oh, just come to Jesus. Play the violin quick. We've got him in emotional stupor. Jesus is going to help you. Jesus wasn't loved for his message, folks, by many people. But they could not find what they might do, for all the people were very attentive to hear him. He's talking about you, folks, those that love liberty. We'll be right back for another segment on the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret that credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret to credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Do you have it? All right, folks, here's the question of the segment. What, according to the Declaration of Independence, is the purpose of government? Somebody give me that line, chapter, and verse. It's actually not a chapter. Let's just say that line. Where, what is the purpose of government according to the Declaration of Independence? What is the purpose of our government in these United States according to the Declaration of Independence? 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Now, I believe it was last week we had a gentleman call in. I can't recall if he was from Georgia or he's from Tennessee or Kentucky. But anyhow, he brought up Article 6 in the Constitution talking about the supreme law of the land. What shall be the supreme law of the land? And he said he did not like the fact that it says in there that treaties made, or what shall be made, under the authority of the United States shall be the supreme law of the land. His thought was through treaties like NAFTA. If anybody's familiar with NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, I believe that was under Mr. George W. Bush, where he, by treaty, is trying to unite us into a supercontinent with a superhighway and et cetera, et cetera. All of these things that, all these things that come as a result of uniting these two countries. Without going through Congress, without consulting the people, a treaty was just made. Now, I want everybody to understand this, and this may be boring to some of you because it's not high-pitched and a lot of fun and very colorful, but it's important to understand this, is that if you don't understand that a treaty cannot amend the Constitution, our founders did not put Article 6 in there. And again, I'm speaking to his question because I said that I would answer this on a future segment. This shall be the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof. In other words, if you don't make a law, if you make a law that's contrary, not in pursuance of the Constitution, it is not the supreme law of the land. That's why it needs constitutional muster. That's why health care, federal health care, is not constitutional. No amendment was passed. It's found nowhere in the authority of Congress to create health care in Article 1, Section 8, which is where it's listed for the ability to be able to tax and spend for certain purposes. Has nothing to do with our military. People say that it has everything to do with general welfare, so therefore it can be legally binding. There is no constitutional muster for federal health care. And that's what many judges are saying in the appeal courts, and that's why many states have taken this thing to court and said, not in our states. You don't have the authority to bring this into our state or to force us to have this type of a law made in our state over us, over the authority of the states. It also goes on to say, and treaties made or which shall be made under the authority of the United States. Now, notice in those particular treaties, it does not say under the Constitution of the United States. It just merely says the United States. Because at that particular time, America had made treaties before the Constitution was adopted and ratified by the states. So in those particular instances, America was saying, I will still honor those. Think about it. It's silly. What if America went and made a treaty with Argentina to have gun control, that no individual could own a handgun? Does that ratify our Constitution? No. We don't need to fear treaties. We need to hold our governing officials accountable to the treaties they make, but they in no way, shape, or form can do away with your constitutional rights, thus putting away the fears that that gentleman who called in last time about our Constitution, the way that it was written, he thought it was too soft or it was shifty because it allowed for treaties to become the law of the land. You cannot amend the Constitution by a treaty. They are equally accountable to the Constitution. If that treaty is unconstitutional and it causes the people of America to be constricted in their rights or their liberties, the people of America can throw it off and should throw it off. Boy, and that gets into federalism, because originally, if we said in America, now this is important for everybody to understand, if we said in America, and I want you to tell me what your thoughts are on this, or think your thoughts. If I said the United States is going to war, you'd probably say, okay, we're going to war. Is that the right way to say it? Or is it the right way to say, these United States are going to war, for instance, with France or Mexico or whatever? Is it more proper to say, the United States is going to war with France, or the United States are going to war with France? 1-877-807-9977. I want you to answer that. Is it proper to say, as we'd say in the schools, the United States is going to war against France, or the United States are going to war against another country? Is or are? 1-877-807-9977. I want your feedback on that. We've got a gift for you. If you can answer that question. Either right or wrong, it's going to set a premise for the rest of the show. Now, I'm going to shift here because many of you have heard me talk about Mr. Van Jones, one of Obama's appointed czars. And he's talking about, again, the Tea Party, which he generally does. It seems to me that that's the talking points nowadays. They got to rag the Tea Party. Why? Because they become effective. They're stymating some of this social progress that Obama was at one time making great strides to turn us into a socialist state. And so now they're angry because the Tea Parties are stopping them. But I want you to listen to what Mr. Van Jones has to say this time, because what he's talking about doing is he's saying that the Tea Party is fighting to take away civil rights and the middle class. I mean, again, when you are at these meetings or at these events that the Tea Partiers are throwing on, you see the big giant sign saying, "End the middle class!" Middle class with a circle and an X and cross it. "End the middle class! We hate..." No, you see people that are from the middle class comprising the Tea Parties. It's not a whole bunch of funding behind these people, it's grassroots. But for some reason, he thinks that the Tea Partiers want to end the middle class so that the rich people don't have to pay back America for making them rich. I mean, you never hear Tea Partiers holding those that are wealthy and rich and Wall Street accountable. Never! And by the way, most people serving in Congress right now are rich. So what are they talking about? They're going after them too. Saying, why in the world are you cramming down a certain health care policy upon all of us, but you're exempt from that? Seems to me it's the Tea Party who's speaking up the most about it. I haven't heard Van Jones comment to that. No, because his buddies that are rich, that are sitting in office, are the ones trying to get this thing cut across, and that's part of his political agenda. Now, folks, God doesn't have a political agenda. God speaks to right and wrong. God hates... Some people say he just sits up in heaven objectively thinking, oh, well, you know, it's no big deal to me who wins the election. It's no big deal to me what America does with its policy or laws. I mean, who really cares? I mean, it's up to them. They have free will because I gave it to them. That is not God at all. He is black and white, has no political agenda. And I've got to cut to this clip before I get off on another tangent. Listen to his words specifically again. I'm using this to show you their mind, and then we are going to dissect it. There is no ground for them to stand on, and I think it's good for us to do that, just like when high schoolers take up debate. They debate because what they do is they find the errors in the other side so that they can put their feet on solid ground. Folks, that's what this generation needs. That's what we need as Americans. Go ahead, Van Jones.
Just the way the Tea Party, for instance, has gotten out there and fought for bad economic ideas. They're trying to build a movement that can fight for good economic ideas. And their ideas are quite alien to the American experience. If you look at the last century, what we call the American century, the 20th century, we built a middle class. We built ladders of opportunity into that middle class. We built a social safety net. We created equal rights, or at least the aspiration for that. All of those are the ideas that they hate. They want to repeal the American century. They want to repeal all the achievements of the American people, and yet they want to say that they're the only patriots in the country. I think that's wrong. You know, the American dream used to mean something. In this country, it used to mean that it didn't matter if you were rich or came from the right side of town. If you wanted to work hard, you get somewhere. People want to kill that off now so that rich folks and corporations don't have to pay their taxes. Our wealthy sisters and brothers who start paying America back now. They benefited from the tax breaks. God bless them. They benefited from the bailouts. God bless them. It's time to start paying America back. People who do well in America should do well by America.
Okay, I also heard him say, God bless them. Isn't that lines between church and state or something? I mean, what do you mean, God bless them? God is blessing America, and he is the one that blesses. It's not the government system. He said we built up economics this century. You want to tell me who and with what kind of mentality has it been built in America? Where have we experienced this liberty? Not through this progressive socialist agenda. That's not what built up the liberty.
But he says the Tea Partiers want to tear that down.
No, it seems to me like you are. You're not even trying. You are. And the finger always goes because they've got to find the villain, as Van Jones explained their strategy 2 weeks ago to us on the air. Got to find the villain. Got to find the threat. Yep, so now the villain is the Tea Party. The threat is all these wonderful things. They're threatening the middle class. They want to tear down the ladders that bring people into the middle class. They want to take away equal rights. They want to repeal the American century. They want to repeal all achievements of the American people. I resort back to the words of Christ. He taught daily in their temple, but the chief priests and the scribes and the chiefs of the people, you just heard from one, folks, sought to destroy him and could not know what they might do, for all the people were very attentive to hear him. Keep hearing liberty, folks, because that's when things are going to change, when you hear and when you act upon. When you hear and when you act upon. God, give us ears to hear. We'll be right back.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. The two pillars on CD. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
You are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in. Keep it up. You're really commendable.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas.
How does it feel to be one of the beautiful people?
Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Attention military, law enforcement, recreational shooters, airsoft and paintballers. OpsGear is celebrating its 10th anniversary and you can save 15% on your order right now. OpsGear is your source for head-to-toe tactical gear for duty, range, field, guns, recreation and more. Check out clothing, knives, targets, optics and gun accessories, molly gear, vests, bags and packs, multicam, holsters, boots, police gear, training supplies and more. Or check us out online at OpsGear.com. That's OPSGEAR.com.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Wow, folks. Many of you have heard of the Dalai Lama, and I've got something to share with you here on this segment. But first, we have Jamie in Tennessee who wants to answer the question. Jamie, let me ask the question again, and I'll let you answer it, just so folks that are just tuning in that may not know the question can understand it. Is it what is the correct way of saying this phrase? The United States are going to war with whatever country. Or the United States is going to war with X country. What is the proper way to say that, Jamie?
I think the more proper way to say that is these United States are going to war.
Okay, now you say... Okay, go ahead.
The reason I think that is that, you know, if you think about the pledge that our oath keepers take, whether it's our armed forces or whether it's our elected officials or even our voters, it's to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States. And the Constitution has the 10th Amendment, which clearly states and reiterates the fact that states are sovereign and that they have delegated certain powers to the federal government and retained everything else.
That's right.
So the states retained their sovereignty to outsource certain functions. But nowadays, most people think in terms of the United States because of the Pledge of Allegiance and this whole concept of indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And really, we shouldn't even have a Pledge of Allegiance. We shouldn't be pledging our oath and our loyalty to a flag, but rather to the Constitution. And it's subtly shifted our attention to think of a unified, centralized power instead of discrete sovereign states.
You got it. Now, you've answered it. You're kind of stealing my thunder here. But you did a very nice explanation of that, Jamie. And by the way, the Founding Fathers did not give us the Pledge of Allegiance. So many people argue that we shouldn't even have a Pledge of Allegiance. Are we pledging allegiance to a flag? That does what you said by saying indivisible. Many people take that perception as to mean that all the states have now become one. We have one giant corporation, and now the United States is. Rather than protecting the sovereignty of the states given to us, and I'm going to read Article 10, folks, the power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively, or to the people. In other words, the states delegated certain powers to that federal government. But when we go to war, it is the states collectively not one group, not one corporation, not one United States. Well, that would be silly. Then why do we have states plural? It's all states being united. Thank you so much for your call, Jamie. Enjoy Tennessee. Enjoy that weather, because Minnesota's weather is about to get cold, and we've got a gift for you as well that we're going to be sending out to you. Thank you for calling in to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Folks, if any of you have any questions on that particular topic, I'm going to leave it open-ended, but then I'm going to move on here to talk about the Dalai Lama that I just said that I was going to before. We just discussed what Van Jones's ideas are for social reconstruction of America. And now I'm going to read to you, everybody knows the Dalai Lama, or heard of the Dalai Lama, maybe don't know what he is, or actually, to be honest with you, I don't even know fully what he is. But as I'm reading this particular article, the Dalai Lama said on Saturday, if he is to be reincarnated, he will leave clear written instructions about the process. But that matter is unlikely to come up for a number of years. Now, this is the surety of this religion, the Buddhist religion. This is how sure they are of their God. Their spiritual leader, Dalai Lama, says, I might be reincarnated, but I may not be reincarnated. I am not sure, really. I will leave you directions to let you know what I will be. Now, as we continue to read this article, it almost cracks me up how humorous and ridiculous this is. You will not find this in America, folks, because we know the God in whom we serve. That God is tangible, that gave us tangible liberties. They don't change, they don't flex, they don't move. Again, our Constitution was given to us as an ironclad document that doesn't move, doesn't change, doesn't evolve with the thought processes of some judge. But not over here in China. This is what you need to understand, how great you have it here. And that your liberties are sure, and they're not up for debate. But if you talk to the Dalai Lama, the Tibetan spiritual leader said in a statement that when he is about 90, he's taking a guess, I think when I'm about 90, I will consult Buddhist scholars to evaluate whether the institution of the Dalai Lama should continue at all. What do you mean? There's nothing fixed in your religion? What good is it? Where's that fixed standard? How do you protect people? Well, we're not sure. We're going to have a discussion about this. And when we're done with the discussion, we'll let everybody know. I mean, do you think people actually believe this stuff? Well, you know, I might die, but then again, I might not die. It all depends what I want to do. Oh, I get you. You're a man-made religion which results in tyranny. Oldest thing in the book, Europe is full of it, Asia's full of it. They're so full of it that our founders got out of it and created what we have right now. Now, guess what Beijing thinks about this little religious game, because that's exactly what it is. There's no salvation in this, folks. Speaking to a group of college students about a year and a half ago, Bradley and I had the opportunity to, and one of them brought up, well, what about this religion and that religion and this religion? Listen, there is one religion where the God of that religion died for his people, sacrificed for his people, and gave them a surety of salvation and liberty. It's sure, immovable, and fixed. That's why we have the laws that we have in this nation that cannot be changed by a democracy. They're republic and laws rooted in that republic. The God gave us our rights and protects them with those laws, and it's sure. You don't have to wake up tomorrow morning wondering if you're going to lose your head because you believe a certain way or you worship God a certain way. That's not the case here. But old Dalai Lama seems to be sweating it over there because China has left little doubt that it intends to deeply be involved in choosing the next Dalai Lama. Wait a second here. So God must not be bigger than their government. Exactly!
Well, what do we need God in politics for?
Because he keeps it straight! He gives you a standard to adhere to and tells those that are governing, you've got certain levels here. You have parameters. You are not above God. But not Dalai Lama. Because China thinks it can choose the next Dalai Lama. Why? Because it's political. There's your definition of separation of church and state. When the church has got its hands all over. Or when the state has its hands all over the church. And dictates the moral conscience of a nation. Not just the laws. Not just the enforcing of those laws. But your conscience. Then you're in trouble, folks. And all you confused people that are caught up in this Dalai Lama system need to get out of it. There's no surety in it. That's why it doesn't belong here in America. In America, we have one nation, and we are under God, the Judeo-Christian God. That's where we got our rights from. That's where our allegiance belongs to, is Him first. China insists. Now listen to the government coming in. They're interpreting scriptures, if you will. And keep a vigilant eye for this, folks. Any government would drool over the opportunity to be able to do what China's doing here with the Dalai Lama. China insists that religious law requires that the Dalai Lama's reincarnation be born in a Tibetan area under Chinese control. No, I thought you were going to say that somehow God was outside of your control. No, China says, oh no, religion's important. Dalai Lama's coming back. But guess where he's going to be? Right where we can control him. Guess what Herod did, folks? When the wise men came up to him and said, where's the king? Where's he going to be born? Herod's like, what? There's another king? Oh, well, I want to give him gifts. That sly fox, as Christ called him, said, I'm going to give Christ gifts. I want to worship this king. No, they hate competition with their own thrones. And China's saying, oh yeah, you can have 10 million Dalai Lamas so long as they're under our control. Folks, do you want a government to control your conscience? Or do you want Christ, the King of Glory, to redeem your conscience and purchase it with His blood so that you can truly be liberated? I know what I'm choosing, and I know what many thousands, tens of thousands, millions of people have chosen this country, and that's why you have the liberties that you have right now. They disappear, folks, when you forsake this idea and this concept that our rights come from a system. Van Jones, who you just heard before in the last segment, said, we have a puny government. You know, governments like China take care of their people. Yeah, this is how! When you give a government a little bit of control, they're not going to stop there. Unless you force them to stop, unless you say, like the gentleman who just called in, Jamie from Tennessee, who's a sharp man, who will not lose his liberties due to lack of vigilance, says there's a Tenth Amendment. The states gave so much, and they reserve the rest of it to themselves or the people respectively. Beijing has reiterated that it has the right to pick the 15th Dalai Lama. Where's the divinity in this? This is a joke! How much religious conviction comes through this? What is the reality of this? There is no reality. Folks, this is the importance of your vigilance to that liberty that you have right now, blood bought and established. Now, did Dalai Lama lay down his life for his followers? No. He lives like a king, and then when he dies, he gets reincarnated to live like a king again. Christ sits at the right hand of the throne, willing to give you all the kingdom of heaven if you bow your knee. I just read this morning, this righteous man and this tax collector went into the synagogue to kneel and pray. The self-righteous man, one of the rulers of the day, he fasted every week. He had a religious appearance. He didn't do wicked, sinful things. He said, I thank God I'm not like that sinner down there. I've got it figured out. Well, then what do you need God for? You haven't bowed the knee to Christ. But most people would be thinking, well, the man who wouldn't be justified would be this nasty IRS agent, this tax collector, as they called it historically. As he's beating his breast saying, Lord, I'm a sinner, have mercy upon me. Jesus said, who gets justified? The one who debased himself before that King of Glory to receive all. Because he had nothing to give. But the other one had too much to give. And folks, people don't like when you speak this way because just like it says, he taught daily in the temple, but the chief priests and the scribes and the chiefs of the people sought to destroy him. Why? Because his words were power that could not be contained. The Chinese government couldn't decide where Christ was going to be born and what he was going to do. We'll be right back with you. Thank you for your call. For the last segment of Sons of Liberty.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early $1,900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book.
Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
Hey, Bill, pick up line 3. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Brian here. Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the Safety Net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great-tasting food at amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit SafetyNetSavings.com. That's SafetyNetSavings.com. Visit SafetyNetSavings.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
How do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Folks, we're just dialoguing here in the studio, and the thought came to mind. See, Bradley was in here talking about it. We're talking about the Old Testament. You know what? Folks want the Old Testament to protect them. Yes, that law, those strong laws against criminals and people stealing from me and taking from me and killing from me and coveting my stuff and committing adultery with my wife. Yes, we need the Old Testament. But when it comes to constricting their sinful lifestyles, no, we hate the Old Testament. It's limiting me too much. That just shows the spiritual state that you're in. You don't love Christ. You're no more a Christian than the devil himself is, because those are the games that he plays. Bow down to me and I will give. It was always about what he was going to give. I'll give, I'll give, I'll give, I'll give, I'll give. Luring through covetousness has nothing to do with, like we talked about in the first segment of this story, who was out in the hurricane in Washington, D.C.? Who was outside weathering the storm? I'll tell you what, it wasn't a crazy man. It wasn't a homeless man. It was our veterans guarding the tomb of the unknown soldier. They were interested in what they could give. But most Christians today would say, oh boy, that weather, I'll tell you what, I gotta get inside. It's hilarious. We've got street teams that we do, and we weather the elements, man. This one guy, the second day that he was out, it started sprinkling a little rain. And guess what he did? He started grabbing all this stuff off the table and putting it in the box. And Dan comes up to him and says, dude, what are you doing? He's like, well, it's raining, Dan. We can't be out here when it's raining. Oh, that's right. We stop preaching the gospel when it rains. What was I thinking? I mean, that's in the Bible. Thou shalt not preach the gospel when it rains. No, the Lord said, fix your feet upon his foundation, and when it rains, and when it floods, you will surely stand. And guess what? People are going to know your gospel because you do stand when the rains and the floods come. And they're going to know who's not of Christ when the rains and floods come, because they're not going to exist anymore. Because their feet were on a shady foundation. Because they ran for the hills. Again, we've got to understand the gospel right. I sat and listened to a preacher this morning. I can't even remember the website, or I'll tell you what it is. Jesus doesn't hate you. Jesus loves you. There's so much he wants to give to you. Many of you are hurt right now, and bad things have happened. God's not bad. You don't have to say that. Just show him the cross of Christ. That proves he's not bad. That proves he's given everything for you. You don't got to lure even more covetously. Man, when I saw Christ, who was evidently set forth before me, who had died for my sins, which I knew. Folks, there's a Bible in every hotel room practically. I guess there was one that we toured in through countless hundreds of hotels that didn't have one. And they probably got complaints. It wouldn't surprise me if there's a Bible in there now. Or maybe it was just missing out of that particular room. The point is, there's a Bible everywhere. Every one of you listening right now has access to a Bible, I can guarantee 100%. Matter of fact, if I'm wrong, prove me wrong, call me. That you couldn't, within about an hour, get your hands on a Bible. Half hour. Let's even say 15 minutes. Because if you don't have one in your house, you should. That's where your rights come from. I love America. I love the Constitution. You don't got any of that without a Bible. None of it. Like I said before in the beginning, Bradley put on his Twitter. President Andrew Jackson was right when he said the Bible is the rock which our republic rests upon. There is no resting upon anything. You have no liberties unless you have that Bible. That is the emphasis again. It's the premise. No, I said on your Twitter. Uh-oh. Mr. Dean is in the room. And folks, if you haven't checked out that New York Times article, you really need to. It's on the top of our scrolling page. You open that first section, and I had a lot of fun walking through town. I'm kind of switching gears here. But what I'd do is I'd have everybody open the first section on the Times. You know, they read the headlines. They're like, okay, New York Times, $6 Sunday edition. Woohoo, this is cool. And bam, the picture just like jumps out of the paper at you. In the style section, folks, if you haven't read it yet, the Sons of Liberty, where in New York Times, Bradley's picture is right there. And you know why? Because he's preaching the message that Jesus doesn't want to hurt you. Jesus just wants to love you. Jesus wants to be like that boyfriend or girlfriend that you don't have. That's how sick it's getting, folks. I'm speaking as a man because that's how pathetic they've degenerated the gospel to. That's not why the Times picked up Bradley. Because his message is one of non-compromising. It's one that's not being echoed right now throughout the mainstream of America. Because they're too concerned. They're being cautious. I just got an email this morning. We're going to be friendly, but very cautious. Because we've got to be cautious. Jesus might make a mess out of what we're trying to build here, man! He might penetrate the bureaucracy! Some of you are chuckling because you know where that came from. That's what happens when Christ gets involved. Look at it. Why did he go to the cross?
Jesus is going to give you some candy, too, for trick-or-treating. Jesus is going to give you Christmas presents like Santa. Jesus is going to give you chocolate eggs in a basket with candy in it for Easter. Jesus is going to give.
He already gave! What, do you think chocolate's going to add to redemption? Do you think a new PlayStation for your children is going to add to the liberties that he's sitting in right now? That you haven't even taken the time to explain to him how he got them? History's going to give him that. Discipline is going to give him that. And maybe someday during a hurricane, he'll be in Washington, D.C., guarding that tomb, guarding the blood of the veterans that was sacrificed so we could have liberty, folks. So we could have liberty. I talked about before Dalai Lama and the shifting standards and how China wants to take over that religious institution. Oh, sure, you can have a Dalai Lama, but he's going to be underneath. He's going to be reincarnated in an area that we have control of. How do you control where somebody's reincarnated? First of all, it's a bunch of hooey anyways. But how do you control that?
Well, we're the government. Of course we can.
Well, if the government is comprised of the people and for the people, they're just like you and I, and we can't control it.
Well, but we have superpowers now.
Yep. And they're not puny either, as Van Jones expressed. In Vanderbilt University, this is what happens when a government takes over and starts to dictate what happens in religion. Like we just explained with the Dalai Lama, what the Chinese are trying to do. In a case of religious freedom, in Vanderbilt University, they have a non-discrimination policy at Vanderbilt University. Most universities do. What does that mean? Well, we don't discriminate against people that have upright and moral conduct because of their skin, their religion, because of their sex. I'm talking about male, female. Yes, there is a male or a female. There's not both There's no discrimination against that. But now they want to open that word discrimination up to, you know, this fraternity, a Christian fraternity, Beta Upsilon Chi, asked an openly gay member to resign. Openly gay. Now listen, it wasn't that he had desires that he struggled against. It was that he was in the act of homosexuality. An action, a moral action. This particular Christian group asked him to leave. Yeah! If you're an adulterer, if you swear, if you use drugs, get out of the Christian club, man! Go out there and be liberated! Do what you want, but don't put the badge of Christ on. So upon leaving the group, the young man filed a discrimination complaint.
Why can't I use drugs and still love Jesus? Why can't I have sex outside of marriage and still love Jesus? Why can't I commit the act of sodomy and still love Jesus?
These are actions, folks. So guess what the non-discrimination policy of the college decided to step in and do? Create a big controversy out of this. Well, sure, you can have a Christian club on our campus. Hey, love Jesus, have Bible studies. Hallelujah. But we're going to tell you what you can do in that religious club that you have. I just read a minute ago. Chinese insist that religious law requires that Dalai Lama's reincarnation be born in the Tibetan area under Chinese control. What good is religion if you can't exercise it? You know, there's freedom of religion all over the world. You're free to believe whatever you want to. But in our First Amendment, it talks about Congress should make no law respecting the establishment of religion, nor the free, what's that word? Exercise. Oh, believe what you want all over the world, but you don't have liberty to exercise outside of the mandates that we place. Our founders said, no. That's not freedom. Are you kidding me? I can believe what I want in my own imaginary world. It's great over here, man. I just can't seem to do anything with it. Then it's worthless. And so is your religion. When the state steps in, state school. These clauses require members of groups to share their religious beliefs, something that didn't concern campus administrators until the student's complaint was made. Now the school wants the constitutions amended and the controversial clauses dropped. If the Christian group refuses to comply, they may lose their official affiliation with the campus, be denied access to facilities and equipment, and potentially lose funding from student fees, all major losses that would severely impede their operations and existence. Folks, it doesn't get any clearer than this. But what I love about each and every one of you listening right now is you're looking for something to do. Where can I lay down my life? On the altar of liberty. And folks, you don't have to die right now, because those that have died before us have paved the way before us to just act, to just be, to just carry that conduct and that behavior that glorifies that God who gave us those liberties. Folks, do it. Do it in your school. Do it in your houses. Do it in your community. Find something. Just do. It's the best way to get rid of evil is by doing good. We'll be back with you tomorrow. It's been a pleasure. God bless you. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.